Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your hosts, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait. See you in the show.
Hey.
I'm here.
What's cracking?
Oh, man. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It's Thursday. It's Thursday. So, how life?
Same shit every day, man. Just trying to keep sane. Just trying to keep sane and, you know, not lose all my marbles.
I feel you. Glad to have you here this week. We only talked for a hot second last week. Just, you know, letting folks know that we were going to come back this week with the heat, with the new show. Don't be a summer hoe. So don't be a summer hoe. Oh, goodness gracious. It's about summertime already.
Yeah. Cuffing season is over. People are out here trying to be all kinds of hoes.
They trying to be hoes. How they trying to be hoes? What they doing? I don't know because, SL that much. What's the SL hoe scene
so, you
like?
Know, you got your cuffing season where it's like you find your little winter bae and, like, you cuddle, you watch movies and all that, and you got that one person. But sometimes, like, when summer hits, it's just some people use that as an excuse to up their body count. And
okay, body count. I thought people was hoes already on SL though. I'm with my wife, so I don't understand too much about sex on SL, but I thought everybody was just like sleeping with everybody on SL.
I mean, I'd like to think there's some good people, but that is usually how it goes. It's, you know, you're dating somebody and then you break up and you're dating someone and their family or their friend or, and that's how world wars start in NFL, in the pixelated lands.
I mean, actually breaking up with folks and stuff like now, is breakup season?
It is. It's about
now,
that time.
No, I wonder why, because on SL, you can be in any season. I mean, if you got your own land, I mean, you can make your land snow. I mean, if you want it.
It is SL, so I think it does happen. There's no, like, season for it, but I think people do respond better. Like, for me, in the summer, in real life, I won't dress up in winter clothes. That's just me. Like,
oh,
I stick to the real life season.
On SL, kind of, that I dress according to what the season is. In SL. I mean, not in SL, but in RL. But, I mean, sometimes to me, I mean, I don't know. I don't get, like, the holding and the fact that folks, like, break up, like, for some, I mean, I get it, because, like, in real life, you do it. I mean, in real life,
right,
a couple of seasons is over, everybody's trying to get their body right, you know, trying to look good, you know, and all that stuff, and so, I mean, I get it in real life, I just, it's still just beyond me in SL, though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I think it's
just
because
I'm out for game.
Like, I think it's still that persona of, like, you have that ability to be anybody you want to be, so why not be a person that's, you know, this way with one girl and this way with another? And, you know, so you have, like, these almost multiple personalities that come out when you play, because you have every right to be whoever you want to be. And unfortunately, some people take that to malevolent levels.
Yeah. I mean, I like being whoever I want to be, but, I mean, like I said, I'm off the market, so I don't...
Right.
The hoeing and all of that, I mean, I just... It's beyond me.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it in real life. I definitely don't understand it online. I don't know. I think it just comes down to people being silly. I don't now, no.
No? Yeah, okay, I know you got a bae in real life. You got a boyfriend.
Yep.
So, I mean, it almost kind of seems like when you have a bae in real life that, well, I mean, some people still have relationships or whatever on SL when they have a bae in real life. But, I mean, most people don't. I mean...
That's just too much drama that I feel like I couldn't handle. Like, I think it definitely crosses a boundary for me to where it's like, you know, how can someone sit there and justify, well, it's just a game, but yet you're telling, you know, complete strangers, like, things that are going on in your real life. I don't know.
Right.
I definitely think it's a boundary issue for me.
I think, I feel you on that, because I think that sometimes, I mean, and this is just me. I mean, to me, it just seems like extra. Like, sometimes on SL, we just be, I mean, like, you do develop ties and relationships and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it does transcend, you know, outside of just the game, you know. It does.
Yeah, and for people who say that they don't, I mean, you're complete bullshit. Like, you know, the friends that I have, whether they're creators or family or whatever, like, I still care about you when my computer shuts down at night, you know. So that's why, for me, it's just like,
really?
I keep...
Me too.
I keep a very close circle, you know.
Right. And that's kind of my whole thing, too, is, you know, I don't have a lot of folks in my circle, but those that are in my circle are in my circle. And it is. It does transcend, you know, I do, the people that I care about on SL, I do care about, you know, when I'm logged off and I'm not playing with them,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not around them or, you know, that particular moment doesn't mean that all of a sudden, like, I don't care anymore. I mean, no.
Right. Yeah, and I think people, you know, they either use that as, like, they're using that, like, against that person. It's just like, oh, well, I know that they care about me, so let me go in so deep and then pull out every part of their soul, like, every part of their heartstrings. And that's why you see people leave SL. That's why you see, you know, people completely shut down. It goes to show you, you know, if people are going through breakups and they say, I'm taking a break from SL or from online, you know, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, whatever, it's because, like, the computer doesn't control your feelings. You do. So,
right.
You know, when you're causing somebody harm, you're harming who they are as a person. You're hurting them. You're not hurting a pixelated avatar, you know? And I think that's something a lot of people don't understand when they do malevolent things. It's just like, you're hurting an actual person, you know?
Hallelujah. Say that again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because that is real. I think that on SL, we get it twisted. We always want to be like, oh, it's just a game. Oh, you know, I'm not, you know.
I can sit here and say, like, it's just a game. But I can say the people that I surround myself with are not just a game. Like, people, I care about you as a person. That's it. I don't care about your avatar. I mean, I try to, but, you know, it's like, the game is just a game. I try not to stress myself. Like, I try, like, you know, drama is drama, let it be. But people, it's like, you care about, you know?
Right. You care about people. And I don't care what people say. I mean, you sit there and you say that you don't. Yeah, you are full of bull malarkey because you're going to care.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that it is. You're going
to
care.
I would love to get like a person on here who has that like other side, like a person who's like specifically malicious towards other people. I would love to like get their side, but I also know it'd kind of like turn into like a Jerry Springer. Because I feel
it
like would, it's just such
see,
a like
I
back
would,
and forth.
I would be, I'm straight, I'm mad niggerish. I mean, I'm gonna keep it real. And to hear somebody on my show that might sit there and be like, yeah, I'm an asshole just on purpose. And I don't care. I don't know how I will deal with that. Just because,
right.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, there's not really a reason to be that way.
No reason. I mean, like, it does happen. Like, you do end up hurting people somewhere along the way because, like, maybe you just grow apart or, you
right.
know, your life happens and you know, it does happen. But for people who are specifically malicious to be assholes, it just wouldn't end well. It would be a horrible show.
It
would just be such a debate. But I would love to know like, what really goes on in their heads when someone's like trolls, for instance, like,
why
is it so amusing
exactly.
to you to hurt somebody?
Why
like, and that's what I'd like
to,
like, ponder. Yeah.
Why is it funny to go grief people? Why, I mean, I don't know if you're just doing it because you want to get YouTube views, because a lot of them, that's why they do it.
Yeah, and there's a couple of people on YouTube who I watch, like, I will give extreme credit for, who are assholes, who do grief people, or, like, mostly they're just, like, shit talkers, like, nothing serious, but, you know, it pisses people off, and they get a lot of views.
And, like, they, like, crap and stuff, like, F your SE, like, okay, some of that is funny, and I think that some people need to get a sense of humor. Sometimes on SL, we just don't have that sense of humor, and we should. We shouldn't let things get to
like, if they can do it, I can do it. And so they're specifically like targeting like noob people or MCs or clubs or like Lyndon Holmes, they're targeting those people because they think they're going to get views out of it, and they don't. And so they keep on, it's like, it's almost like chasing a high. It's like, oh, well, that next time I hurt somebody, that's going to be the video that breaks the internet. And it doesn't happen. You know,
no.
I think it just comes down to like, you have to admit that you're not that funny, you know?
Like, I'm sorry, but, I mean, yeah, fuck. I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. You're not that funny, bro. Sorry. Get another hobby or another way of making views on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Do something else, because what you're doing ain't working, bro. Sorry. But, I mean, so Zombie is Summer Ho. So what other, like, because I've been here for the summer and everything, but, like, I don't feel like I know a lot about SL in the summertime. Like, what be going on during the summer? Like, talk to me, darling.
I mean, I think a lot of people have, like, more summerish events. In that aspect, designers will release seasonal specific clothing. So you'll start to see a lot of like bathing suits come out and flip flops and like beach stuff, which I think is really awesome. I think it's almost something to look forward to as the seasons change. And you can visit Summer Sims in the middle of winter in real life. So I think that as far as that goes, nothing's quite new there, but you'll see a lot of seasonal targeted events starting to come up. A lot of pool parties, beach parties. I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah. I know we have beach party. We have a pool party coming up in Porto. We have the luau.
Yep, on the 23rd. The luau is the 24th. Nothing for the 25th yet, but, you know, don't tempt me.
I ain't doing nothing crazy. That's weekend. Actual Memorial Day, legit Memorial Day. I'm gonna,
yeah.
If I'm on SL, I'm gonna be lazy bones, trying to eat my barbecue, or maybe I don't know. My wife is having surgery that week, and we'll be on a liquid diet, so I might not eat barbecue in front of her. That would be
Definitely don't do that, because once that liquid diet kicks in, she's gonna be. I'm sorry, Mama, I love you, but you're gonna be a real bitch. Like, I don't wish that pain on nobody. That pre-op.
I'm not looking forward to it.
It was the worst. I tried to get out of it so many times, and I would call my doctor, and I'd be like, yeah, what about this? And he's like, nope. Oh, it's miserable. But I think,
please, like, I don't want to do this. Please, please.
You know what, though? I will say, like, summertime for me, the hotter it is outside, the more water I drink, because I get so thirsty, so, like, hot in mouth. So hopefully that'll help her, too. I mean, she can probably suck on some, like, watermelon. I feel like summer is the season, like, we don't eat. I feel like for me, like, I'm more of, like, ice cream, popsicles, fruit salads.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, so hot, and it's, like, 90 degrees, and you'd be like, I don't feel like eating. So I think I'm looking forward to that, too.
Nope. I feel you. So we got summer events, all kinds of summer events that be happening. Are there, like, vacation spots? Like, do people actually, like, go on, like, vacations and stuff? Like,
summer vacations, yeah. I think if people create their own Sims and take vacations, people do that. I know designers make, like, beach houses. I'm sure there's Sim-specific, like, beach house rentals. I know you can rent, like, sky boxes with, like, a beach setting. I know, I prefer when it comes to that is like almost being on land, and I'm not a land person. I love being up in the sky. But if you're looking for a beach scene, like, you want to see like the waves hitting the sand. Now, can you create that in the sky? Yeah, probably, but it's not going to be the way a beach would really look as if it were to be on the ground.
Right. I mean, I kind of, you know, and there's places like the Maui place and Bali that I was supposed to go to Bali with my fraternity, but I had some business that weekend. I could not do it, so I missed out on it. But they actually got, like, waiting lists and stuff. It's actually, like, pretty friggin' crazy.
There's even Hawaii, which, I mean, I will personally say the Sims are really laggy, but it is kind of cool.
I mean, I wouldn't want to stay there like a week or nothing like that. I would stay there like
a day.
Just to see all like the little cool stuff, take little different pictures and stuff, and then be done.
Yeah, and be done. Yeah. For sure. And there's also, like, places you could either buy or rent, like, yachts or different kind of boats, take them out on the water.
I got yachts, I got sailboats, I got all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do all that. I think that I don't do any sailing or any boating, and I have boats. I have a yacht. I have a couple of sailboats. I have a small fishing boat. So maybe during the summer months,
to do like a yacht party.
Yeah, that would be fire. That would be lit. In the middle of the Linden Sea, I wonder, do they let you do media there? Or do you have to just have it like pulled up to like the dock? Like when it, like I have slips, I have a slip that I pay rent on. It's like a little $50 a week slip connected to the Linden Sea or whatever, where I can keep my boats or whatever. But I wonder, like, if I'd have to have the yacht party, like, there, or, how would that, the logistics of the sound work, like, to be able to bump music, if somebody knows that,
I think that if you were to do your own music, it would have to be on your own land.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, have your own sim or whatever, and then, like, the land like super low and stuff like that, so that you can have a yacht and then do the sound or whatever. Or I wonder if you can do it in the sky somehow, like have like a sky surrounding that's just like ocean, where you can throw up a yacht or something. That's interesting. Now you make me think that I'm gonna be looking into something like that, because I have my own sim where the nightclub is, and maybe I got prims. Maybe, you know.
Even if you were to like, get like a marina, like just like a place to dock it, because I'm sure those exist. Have it back like that.
Right. Summertime. Lots of cracking parties, lots of, don't be a summer hoe, though. I hate to bring it back to that, but I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about. I see, like, I don't know, to me, so much more sex on SL now, like right now. Like, to me, it's crazy. Like, I don't know if you noticed that or not, but, like,
I didn't go anywhere. If I'm not at my little skybox, I'm at the club. So, I mean, I believe it. I think it's definitely increased over the last couple years.
Right. I think that, especially now, like, I don't know, like, you don't have to dress like a hoe. Let's talk about attire for a second, because being the summer hoe just ain't about hoeing. I mean, you are adults and you're grown, and if you want to hoe around, then hoe down. I mean, do you, but I mean, what do you think about like these summer, like, dressing and stuff. Like, what do you think about that?
I mean, again, I think that's, like, with any season in NFL, people are going to dress how they want to. I think, obviously, in the summer, a lot of more revealing things are made, whether it's, like, a lace texture or just, like, a low cut, either top or dress, booty shorts.
Tons of booty shorts.
I mean, too many booty shorts.
I'm sorry. I'm so sick of seeing booty shorts right now.
Blueberry hooked me up with some booty shorts, so I'm not about to diss my baby mama like that. But
you got booty shorts on?
Not on right now, no. Last year, Blueberry came out with a line.
Oh. Your baby mama came out with a line.
So I can't diss her like that. She's, you know what? You know, I will give her props where it's due. Is like she's made a few like things that are like sexually, what's the word? They're just like more scandalous looking, but she has such a way of making it still very appropriate, you know? So I got to give credit where credit's due there. Even her booty shorts, like it covers the whole ass. Like, if I wear something like that, I would stick to more appropriate, attire. I think like booty shorts and a tank top. I think like bikinis is probably about as far as my Abby goes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't wear like bikinis at the club, would you? I mean, isn't there like appropriate places to wear like certain things? I mean, like I see being a club owner, and you see it too, being the GM. People come into our club all the time, like in lingerie, and I'd be sitting here
really. That's actually how I used to DJ, because people look at it as a way of, oh, if I dress like that, if you're working, like, oh, I'm gonna get tipped more. Or if you're like a VIP, or then you're gonna get like IMs. I don't know. Like I just kind of grew out of that phase. My friend used to tell me I dress like a mommy because I like long sleeve cardigans and capris. Like I keep it simple. You know, I try to as much as I can portray my real personality in SL. And I'm just very, like, comfy clothing. Like, I like to dress cute, for sure, but there is no need to, like, show my body, especially, like, a bunch of pixels. Like, you're not seeing anything great, unless I'm showing off a tattoo. That's different. You know, tattoos in SL, some are very elaborate and brilliant. That's really about the only time that I wear, like, booty shorts or something.
I don't know, change up your tattoos, though? You don't keep the same one?
I got to change up my tattoos. No, I change up my tattoos, I mean, not, probably, like, quarterly. I switch between Latif tattoos and
Latif's.
I forgot the other one.
That's the one I want. I want the alpha that allows me to put different tattoos on different parts of my body. Alpha so bad, but I am so broke.
Yeah, I will say this Maitreya update, you can't add tattoos like you used to. It's like different and it's annoying, so that's another reason I don't change my tattoos as much. But this is just a headache. It's either I put them all on or they all come off, because you have to now wear like the certain specific layer that you want, and it's too much. It's a headache.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they make it more difficult? That doesn't make any sense. Maitreya, y'all designers of Maitreya, we talking to you. If you ever listen to our podcast, why would you make something more difficult?
But Maitreya is still the best body in the running, I will say. I've tried Legacy, I've tried Slink, I've tried Beleza. Nothing compares to the detail work and the structure of Maitreya. I love the HUD for the most part, so I will give kudos on that. But it's just the whole tattoo fest is annoying, for sure.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I, as far as dudes' bodies, I don't know anything about women's bodies at all. I mean, I leave that, you know, to my wife. I learned a little bit because I was, when my wife first started on SL, I would help her, whatchamacallit, with her body or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
help her with the faith and everything.
Well, like, she didn't know, like what body to get for, you know, alphas, like how to. I mean, just like, you know, stuff when you brand new to.
Oh, yeah. I think there's people who are diehard Beleza fans, diehard Legacy fans, like, and that's cool. Like, you know, you enjoy what you enjoy. You do you, yeah. It's just, it's really about what's going to work for you, how you like the HUD, how you learn. But I will say Maitreya is the best, so.
And
I can be some haters. It's fine.
Signature Gianni's the best for dudes.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Like, dudes are so slack-a-lacking, and my heart goes out to you guys. Like, you guys need more designers so bad. Like, if you want to sell mess clothing, make some for some dudes. Like, come on.
Please, guys. I mean, please. If I had time. If I just had time and patience to learn Blender, I would, because I think that that would be such a freaking come up. Like, I think that
for sure.
Like, I would be screaming, ting, 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 little Linden notification going off on my freaking Firestorm, like, all day, every day, if I had the time. I mean, it takes time and effort.
Yeah.
I even checked out a book from the library on, like, how to do Blender. And then, like, I was like, I'm going to take this mug back. No.
I tried doing women's clothing for about a year or two, and it was okay, but it was just, like, I hate Photoshop with a passion. So I just kind of gave up because I stopped right when, like, Mesh Bodies came out because I knew it was going to be something that I couldn't keep up with. So shout out to all you who like have to learn new bodies every couple months, and because that's a stress I can't do.
Mm-mm. No, y'all can enjoy that all to yourself. Definitely. So summertime, we got a lot of things that's going on. A lot of make sure that fellas. There's going to be a lot of ladies out here scantily clad. Don't make them hoes. Don't make them that they want to sleep with you. I just want to tell you, don't try to stick your pixelated ding-a-ling in everything moving. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that dude. Don't be that hornball at the parties and at the club that is just, don't do it. You want your share of pixelated fun. Be that cool cat just chilling in the back. That's cool. Make sure your mesh is right. Make sure your mesh is on point. You make sure your look is on fleek. Have your clothes on fleek and chill. That's the only advice I can give you. I think that girls like people that just chill.
I can say, like, I appreciate, like, genuine ions rather than, wow, you look hot. Like, I know, I spent how many thousands of real-life dollars.
Right, like, I spent Linden on making myself hot. Yes, I know I'm hot. I know I look good.
I think it's just like, you know, we kind of like a chase a little bit, but at the same time, don't be all up in my face. Take a step back. Like, if you get in a vibe that, like, I'm not with it, like, take a step back, you know.
Please.
I think that's something a lot of people on SL, they just, like, they want what they want, and they want it now because they can't get it in real life, and I'm the same way in real life that I am in SL. Like, I'm very shy. I don't want to say socially awkward, but it's just like, I got to warm up to people. I can't be like right off the bat. Like,
for real. I feel like,
yeah.
Like, you ain't gonna be right off the bat, like, all right, we kicking it, like, we, you know, no. Like,
no. And I think people will even say, like, I'm the same, but I'm different. Like, when I DJ, like, I have that personality in me, and that comes out, but I'm not that hype all the time. And I think that's just what people kind of maybe don't understand, is, like, when people host or people DJ, it's not that we're a different person. It's we're using our 100% energy to make you happy. And then when we're done, we're tired. You know, we just want to chill. We don't want to be like, all right, let's go to the next club. Let's do this. Let's go to this. It's just like, I just want to, I don't know, deep conversations and a game of, what the hell is that game? Cards Against Humanity. Oh, Greedy too. Yeah. Just kick it. Yeah.
I don't know how to do Greedy, so I let you do all that. I don't know Greedy.
It's easy. It's really easy. Yeah.
I know, it's like Yahtzee. I played it, but I don't, like, I don't get, like, how to win at it. Like, I'm never,
okay, yeah,
like,
I mean, I can definitely teach you.
That's the thing that I need to be taught. Just like I was taught how to play Lucky Devil. How to make you want to go gamble your life away.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't gamble your life away. Don't be like me. Okay, don't do it. Don't gamble your life away. No, I'm playing. I haven't played Lucky Devil in, gosh, a couple weeks. Makes me wish I had some linen to go play. But I don't. I'm broke. Briggity. All right, so don't be a summer hoe. Don't be a pest. Don't be the dude at the parties, all in the people's grills and IMs. And don't send out a bunch of blanket IMs, please, guys. Because women,
keep that social distance. Like, stand 6 feet away from me in all worlds.
Social distancing. You're gonna make her break out the Lysol. I remember before. I used to love it. Sass had her when she was. This is when she was called Sass back in the day, before she became my daughter. She would have her spray can of Lysol, red spray ninjas. Oh, get away from me! You know, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We need a spray patrol at the club for the pests. You start pestering
right.
Ladies, Discoteca Overlord. We want to spray you. We gonna get you like a fly. Shoo, fly, shoo. I need Jesus.
We all do.
I'm not calling y'all pests flies. Actually, yeah, I am. I ain't gonna lie. y'all are just a straight fly mosquito type of
dang,
people.
Dang, don't do my homies like that. Dang. Okay.
Please.
It's fine. I still love y'all. It's fine.
We love you. Tune in. We're trying to put you up on game. We're trying to teach you. Gang. We're trying to help you out so that you have a good summer. Don't be a summer hoe. Don't be a summer pest. Don't, y'all, I practice moderacy, please. Don't be frucking, and I'm not saying the cuss word, I add the R to it. Don't be frucking in common areas, please. Treat like Sims, all Sims, like it's moderate Sims. Go behind closed doors. Be adult behind closed doors. If you're at an adult club, then hey, do you. You're at the strip club, do you. But I'm tired of going to Sims that are just like supposed to be like scenic Sims or like picture Sims, like we can do good pictures or different things like that, and seeing people fucking. I'm sick of sex everywhere in my face. I mean, like, I think it is an adult game, and I think that a lot of people are on here to get their rocks off, but there are people out here like me that are not on SL to get our rocks off. And so be considerate to the people that are not here to get their rocks off. Be nice to them and don't put it in their face. Just because it's summertime don't mean that you got to be naked. Lots of tasteful clothing. You can look good. I promise you. You can look good. You can look good without looking like a heezy. Don't be a summer hoe. Any, you got any last words or thoughts or ideas for these people out here?
No, just go to those Sims, take pictures, especially for like those people who can't do things like in real life, who maybe are like wheelchair bound or take advantage of those, you know, like go to Hawaii and go ziplining or skydiving or just have fun. Yeah, there's definitely a lot.
I felt amazing. That is so amazing. That is what like some of the most amazing parts of SL is the fact that you can do what you want to do and and you can get out and about and you can escape. And it's good to escape. I think that you should, you know, if you can escape. But just when you're doing it, be considerate. That's all. I'm like, if I could say anything to people like on here today, just be considerate of each other. Like, We are whatchamacallit. We're in quarantine and we're all cooped up and, you know,
we're all rowdy. You know, none of us like being in quarantine and we're all itching to get out and go back to somewhat of a normal life, but it doesn't give you the right to be an asshole.
Yes. Hallelujah. It doesn't give you the right to be an ass. Don't be an ass, guys. Oh, how did time go by that fast? Lord.
time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, yo. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a buttwad. But make sure that you follow us on IG, Pixelated Conversations. We got the IG up. Make sure that you're following us on there. We want you guys to give us show ideas. So go on there, show ideas. If you know us in world or on Facebook, get at us. Let us know show ideas. We would love to put it together for you. And we'd love to have you on. Make sure that y'all can always call in, 914-205-5677. Y'all can always call in and be a part of the conversation. And it ain't just me and my daughter. But shout out to my daughter. Love you, baby girl.
Woo, love you.
And we'll see y'all next week, all right?
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.